EU trade with Communist China's slave labor Xinjiang region doubles this year, report. By Kurt Zindelka on July 27, 2021. Imports from the Chinese Communist slave labor region of Xinjiang have more than doubled to the European Union since the beginning of the year, despite claims from the bloc of getting tough on Beijing. Imports to the EU from Xinjiang rose by 131% during the first 6 months of the year, which was markedly higher than shipments from China as a whole, which rose by 35% during the same time period. Germany, the bloc's largest economy, was the main driver of the increase in products bought from Xinjiang, according to analysis of Chinese customs data conducted by the South China Morning Post. Imports from Xinjiang to Germany rose by 143% in the first two quarters of the year, with exports to Italy and the Netherlands rising by 32 and 187% respectively. The report also found that Belgium, the seat of power for the EU bureaucracy, saw trade with the slave labor region rise by 1,591%. However, this was noted to have started from a much lower base level of trade. In total, the EU imported €316 million, £270 million/$373.2 million, in goods from Xinjiang from January to June, representing three times as much the worth of Xinjiang-made goods exported to the United States in the same time period. Imports fell from Xinjiang to the U.S. after the Trump administration enacted sanctions on goods from the region over concerns about the use of forced labor. Newly independent Brexit Britain also saw imports from Xinjiang nearly triple during the same time period, purchasing 192.2% more goods from the region since leaving the European Union at the beginning of the year. In March, the European Union alongside Canada, the UK and the US levied sanctions against CCP officials in the Public Security Bureau of the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps for their role in the alleged genocide being carried out against the Muslim Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region. The EU sanctions, which resulted in retaliatory sanctions from Beijing on European and UK lawmakers, effectively sidelined the bloc's intention to sign a massive trade deal with the communist nation. The European Commission initially described the trade deal as the most ambitious agreement that China has ever concluded with a third country. The deal failed to require that the Chinese government stamp out modern slavery in the concentration camps of Xiaoyang, as a prerequisite for the agreement. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, under whose leadership has seen China become Germany's top trading partner in 2018, was said to be a driving force behind the Shell trade deal. Germany's top car manufacturers, Volkswagen and BMW, have both been accused of profiting from the use of slave labor in Xinjiang. Up to 3 million people have been forced into the concentration camp system in Xinjiang at its peak. Recent estimates from the U.S. government suggest that there are still some 2 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and Kyrgyz people, among other ethnic minorities in the camps, where they are subject to torture, sterilization, and forced labor. Aside from the slave labor being used in Xinjiang itself, a report from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute think tank claimed last year that the CCP has forcibly transferred over 80,000 Uyghurs to factories throughout China to work in slave-like conditions. Amid growing international condemnation, the Chinese Communist Party has attempted to rebrand the forced labor camps as merely facilitation of employment facilities. Since the collapse of the proposed trade deal, bureaucrats in Brussels have been pushing for more sanctions on China and a possible ban on all goods made in Xinjiang which can be tied to the forced labor regime. The EU has also been drafting a legislative framework that would limit supply chain access for such goods. However, as of yet, nothing limits have been put in place. The chief economist at the Mercator Institute for China Studies in Berlin, Max Zenglein, said that despite the highly publicized outcry over the human rights abuses in Xinjiang, there has been little change in European business ties with the region. Despite the discussion about Xinjiang here, I think it's having very little impact on trade. You have the trade story and you have the political discussion here, and so far, there's very limited overlap, he said. The supply chain laws that are coming into effect are just beginning to be rolled out, so nobody needs to care about this necessarily. Their buying patterns do not have to be adapted yet, but I think this will change. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.